21 minutes past two. We're talking about a great organisation called KidX, and they've got a very big event coming on at the Priceline Stadium this Saturday between 10 and 4. It's a one-stop shop. If you've got kids experiencing a disability, go along there and they'll help you out, and you can talk to people who can offer you assistance. And, of course, they're also one of the charities that's being supported by the Telethon SA Home and Land Lottery, which, of course, is open for business. Tickets are only $10, or you can buy a book of six tickets for 50, so you get one for free. How good's that? And one of the guests we've got with us is little Kai, 9 years old, who's suffering from mild cerebral palsy, but he's got some news to share with us. You've had a pretty big year this year, I believe, Kai. What have you achieved? Something on two wheels, I believe.
A bike.
A bike. You've learned to ride a bike.
Yeah? Yes, I have.
Tell us about it. Was it hard?
Yes, very hard.
Now, why was it hard? Because your cerebral palsy means your legs don't work right. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm. So how did you do ride a push bike then?
I went to a special lady,
mm-hmm.
and she was from a company from called Ride a Bike Ride.
Ride a Bike Ride, yeah.
And she taught me to ride a two-wheel bike with no training wheels.
Fantastic. So you can go riding with your mates now on your bike.
Yes.
Yeah? That must be great fun. What about, I also heard that you've been doing something pretty special today. Have you been kayaking as well?
Yes.
Yeah? Just learning to kayak?
Yeah.
How much fun is that?
Really fun.
Really good fun? Have you fallen over yet, tipped over?
No.
No? Down at West Lakes?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, tell us about, your mild cerebral palsy, it also means that you can't hold a pen or a pencil because your fingers pop out, don't they?
Yeah.
So how do you get on at school?
I type.
You type. So you got a laptop?
Yeah.
Hmm. And how fast can you type?
I 17 words per minute.
17 words a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Kai, that's more than me. I've been typing for 40 years. Did you go to KidX, the exhibition last year?
Yes.
Yeah, what was it like?
Really good.
Why? What was good about it for you?
Because there was lots of companies like that, if I needed help with something, I could just find the right one.
And were there lots of other families there too with kids who were doing it a bit tough like you sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah, and was it good to meet them?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you're going to go on Saturday?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Excellent. I mean, the sheer fact that Kai's face lit up then when I asked him, Ben, did he go last year?
Yes.
Says it all.
Yeah, he's a good friend of my oldest son, Austin, mm. and him and Austin run around the place like they own the place, try the wheelchair sports, and they try and scam as much as lollies and toys that they can from all the exhibitors.
You don't do that, Kai, do you?
No.
Yeah, so they have a ball. We encourage the exhibitors to be interactive, and they have taken that on board, and they've created an environment that's fun for kids and fun for the youth that are out there. So, yeah, it's been, very... very awesome.
And as we said, you've been running it now since 2016, and it's grown from year to year, hasn't it?
Each year we've had more and more exhibitors and more attendees, and this year we've sort of got a bit of a focus on school leavers and the services out there for the teenagers, that sort of thing. We've got a panel discussion this year that we're going to have four awesome panel members who've lived through that experience, and they're going to talk about... further education and employment opportunities and sports and, all the good stuff, where to get your driver's licence if you've got a disability. So,
because it doesn't all have to be... I think... I'll put this to you, Graham. I think a lot of people view this area as being, it's all negative, it's all hard, it's all, we need to feel sorry. That's not necessarily the right philosophy, is it?
Oh, absolutely not.
We need to be positive about this sort of stuff.
Oh, these kids are amazing, and what they can achieve is brilliant. If we live in a negative world, it would be a very sad place to be. But for us, it's seeing Kai ride a bike.
Yeah.
Now, to us, that's years of in the making, and it's brilliant. He's going to achieve everything that he can achieve, and he's going to be the very, very best at whatever it is he chooses to do. Mm. And I think that's the rally for all of the kids. We've just got to get behind them and back them.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And if you want some inspiration or any more details, roll up to Priceline Stadium between 10 and 4 this Saturday. Kai, I'm going to leave it with you, mate. What do you want to do when you grow up?
Probably do kayaking.
Do kayaking? You want to be in the Olympics?
Yes, I do.
Hey, we'll cheer you on, mate. We'll all be here cheering you on.
Thank you.
All the best. You have a great time at Kid X on Saturday, won't you, mate?
Yes, I will.
Good to meet you, and good luck going back to school next week.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work, Kai. That's 9-year-old Kai, future radio announcer, I reckon, or possibly politician. he's got plenty of personality. The Kid X exhibition is on this Saturday, Priceline Stadium, between 10 and 4. And, of course, we can all help out Kid X by and 13 other charities that are supported by Telethon SA River Gum Home and Land Lottery. Tickets are only $10, or you can get a book of six for just $50. That's one for free. Just go to telethon.com.au. That's the right address, isn't it? Telethon.com.au, and you'll be helping a wonderful, wonderful cause. More of your calls after this.